First, a disclosure. I watched Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood as a kid, and while he had a tremendous influence on me, I had never heard about his long friendship with Tom Juneau. Juneau wrote an Esquire article about Rogers, and in an interview for the film company Sony, he admitted his surprise that the experience had inspired a major motion picture.
I hate to use the word miraculous because it's so loaded. But it seems like a small miracle that a story that, you know, is 21 years old becomes a movie whose message seems essential today. How that came to be, I don't know. But the fact that I'm part of it is a great gift to me.
The film helps you understand that gift. Juneau met Rogers for an interview, not a friendship. But it became a friendship, one that lasted long after the interview until Rogers' death. In the film, Matthew Rhys plays Lloyd Vogel, the reporter inspired by Juneau's interview. In this clip, he's trying to do that interview with Rogers, played by Tom Hanks. Rogers ignores what some might consider an insult and asks Vogel about a wound on his face.
This piece will be for an issue about heroes. Do you consider yourself a hero?
I don't think of myself as a hero. No, not at all.
What about Mr. Rogers? Is he a hero?
I don't understand the question.
Well, there's you, Fred, and then there's the character you play, Mr. Rogers.
You said it was a play at the plate. Is that what happened to you?
I'm here to interview you, Mr. Rogers.
Well, that is what we're doing, isn't it?
While moments in the film are fiction, the clip shows something very real about Fred Rogers. In his work and his life, he cared about others. Tom Juneau's Esquire article, "Can You Say Hero?" captures that. Juneau wrote, "Once upon a time, a man named Fred Rogers decided that he wanted to live in heaven. Heaven is the place where good people go when they die, but this man, Fred Rogers, didn't want to go to heaven. He wanted to live in heaven, here, now, in this world. And so one day, when he was talking about all the people he had loved in this life, he looked at me and said, quote, 'The connections we make in the course of a life, maybe that's what heaven is, Tom. We make so many connections here on earth. Look at us. I've just met you, but I'm investing in who you are and who you will be, and I can't help it.'" When I read that quote, I thought about Fred Rogers' Emmy acceptance speech honoring his lifetime of work in public television. More a lesson than a speech, he had some in the Emmy audience tearing up.
"Oh, it's a beautiful night in this neighborhood. So many people have helped me to come to this night. Some of you are here, some are far away, some are even in heaven. All of us have special ones who have loved us into being. Would you just take, along with me, 10 seconds to think of the people who have helped you become who you are? Those who have cared about you and wanted what was best for you in life. 10 seconds of silence. I'll watch the time." "Whomever you've been thinking about, how pleased they must be to know the difference you feel they've made. You know, they're the kind of people television does well to offer our world."
Hearing the real Fred Rogers and his advice may make you think about the last few years, how the media and the nation have been consumed with bad behavior, with unkind words. Tom Juneau hopes the film A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood will help us think about Rogers' lesson.
Do we really want to be looking at Fred Rogers in the rearview mirror? do we really want to leave this kind of example behind? Do we really kind of keep on moving forward the way we're going? Because it's unsustainable ultimately. And I think that the fact that this movie not just shows Fred's message, but shows how Fred arrived at that message, that he worked hard at that message, that we can all work, you know, harder at this gift of kindness. I think it just seems like necessary right now.
Necessary now, more than ever. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Fred Martino.